So I'll just want to take a moment to talk about some of the other special announcements quickly here, and then we'll come back and kind of wrap up the show. Again, so Kevin, some of these you don't even know about. So we've got Alejandro Rivera is going to be doing a new theme song for us. That'll be ready for the June the 1st is the idea now. I hope so, so that we can start launching stuff with that. I also have been talking to someone about getting a new logo. I actually really like our logo, but the problem was is that there was never a high enough DPI for any computing people. There was never a high enough resolution image of that, so it really prevented us from doing things like putting it on merchandising and stuff. We did do some work with Repair the World, which is a company out of the U.S. that makes t-shirts out of recycled plastic bottles and cutting room floor scraps. I actually have a couple that I got as testers, but we never started selling them because I wasn't really happy with sort of how the logo was coming out. So in addition to having a new theme song for June the 1st, Kevin, we will also have a new logo. Basically, the entire branding is being redone now, and you didn't have any warning. Basically, as of yesterday, all of the branding is being redone. So we will soon have a new logo. We will soon have a new theme song show. For when we have the camera ready, we're going to start doing some filming as soon as we can get this Indiegogo campaign, which is the June 1st. After you go to the Veggie Pride Parade, you'll come down and be in our video. Part of the thing for that is that we've actually been able to organize with Steam Whistle, which is a local purveyor of fine beer. Nice. Who also has a lot of water conservation efforts that they've done because
they've undertaken some really good programs.
They've done some really cool stuff, and we've talked to them before, but I want to get them back on the show to talk about it. But however, they have, and this is really important, so everybody sort of pay attention, sit down, stop driving for 1 second. Whoever brings the largest team to the video shoot on June 1st, between 3 and 5, I'll be more specific about it'll be a half-hour window. The actual shoot's only going to take 20 minutes. But I'll narrow down the time as soon as I can. But right now, it's between 3 and 5 on June the 1st. Whoever makes the largest team, so what you've got to do is you've got to email me what your team is, whoever's coming, and then everybody's got to show. Whoever brings the largest team is going to receive a Steam Whistle prize pack. So this is going to include free beer. I'm going to have stuff like t-shirts, bottle openers. There might even be, they've said something about this cool cooler. We've got a really awesome Steam Whistle prize pack. Of course, everybody's got to be over the age of 19. And of course, nobody can open it here. This is a takeaway prize pack. So we're not going to be setting up and having a party here at Hart House, but there will be a whole bunch of stuff. I've actually organized the beer to be, they've got some gift certificates they're going to give us. I believe they're going to give us some actual beer as well. It's going to be those briefcases of cans. So even if you're on your bike, you should be able to carry it. It's not going to be a giant thing of bottles. So there will be a Steam Whistle prize pack for the largest team that comes down to our video shoot. If people just email us with what your team is, you can also add people up until the last day. But I just wanted to do that just so that, like, sort of the day of, there's not two teams that say, okay, let's say we're the same team, just to get the prize back. I want this to be a real incentive for people to get their friends to come down. It'll only take a half an hour of your time. You will be immortalized in video as what will be the first piece of our video project to raise money for us to have our own video equipment. So that's really exciting. So that's the Steam Whistle. The last piece of news I want to mention before we move on here, and all this is going to be reiterated on the website afterwards as well, is that, Kevin, I know you'll remember Gordy Warnoff came on the show, the host of the Junk Raiders on Discovery Channel, came on months ago. He basically, Junk Raiders, if you haven't, I don't actually have television, so I had to learn him. I'd heard of the show, but I had to go watch it online because I don't have TV. But basically what they do is it's one of those shows like on Discovery Network where they go and they find scraps of things and make recycled furniture out of it. So he's got all sorts of cool stuff. Gordy is awesome. He's been a huge, huge helper of the show. Really cool guy. It was great to have him on. He has agreed, Kevin, this is the last piece of news, to actually make us a one-of-a-kind limited edition Green Majority news desk out of recycled materials.
Oh, sweet.
So we're gonna, when we have our actual studio, so this won't be right at first, this will be by like about a year after we get going, we're gonna find a temporary space to do the video shooting for now, and then after about a year, once we're set up and we have some support and some actual funding going on so we can start actually doing larger projects, we will have our own video studio. Once we have our own actual studio, we will have a one-of-a-kind Gordy Warnoff recycled materials and recombined wood desk custom. Very nice. Just for us. It'll be amazing.
Very
I've even said maybe, you know, there could be like a little planner in it so I could have live grass in my desk or something like that. I have no idea. It's going to be really cool, but Gordy is amazing. He's going to be doing that. So doing something like that is fairly expensive. So what I told him was that just tell me what the cost was. He's going to just do it for cost. And then probably when we're ready about a year from now, we'll probably have our own independent little Indiegogo campaign just to raise a couple $100 to pay him for his work there. But he's putting in an amazing amount of work, and it's a really, really generous offer by him. So just to recap, we've got new branding, we've got a new theme song, we've got new logo, we're going to have a brand new Gordy Warnoff desk, And we've got the between 3 and 5, we'll be narrowing down to half an hour window. It is only going to take half an hour, but right now, June 1st, between 3 and 5 for the video shoot, it will be downtown in the downtown core, most likely at Hart House. And the last thing is the biggest team that comes out will get a Steam Whistle prize pack. So that's all your news update. I know that was a big chunk of time, but there was a lot we had to get through. There's a lot going on, and there's only a week left. So